in which four friends get trapped in a weapon by tackling Ivory. From the Homestuck Fan Author Coalition, read by Sam Gabriel, based on the works of Andrew Hussey. What happened? John found himself crouched there, enshrouded by the dark nothingness. Something was wrong. Just moments ago, he was facing against that bastard again, then his very essence was trapped within that house symbol that he was fairly acquainted with by now. He felt the walls with his hands, and the roof with the scalp of his head. Grabbing at his head, he attempted to retcon himself out of there. When his eyes popped back open, all he was greeted with was his own pair of shoes. He screamed.
Jesus, fuck, dude, God, by the scream, what happened?
Egbert winced at his friend's voice, not expecting to hear it.
I think that thing that guy had sucked us up, man. This is not what I had in mind for a first sucking up, dude. I'm crammed into this tiny fucking cubby-ass space.
You're preaching to the choir, Dave.
Hello? Oh, thank fuck, Harley, you're here. Or I guess, here.
I hate how I can hear how that's spelled differently. Oh god, this is not comfortable whatsoever. What's going on? We got sucked up by the sperb log of that douche deployed.
Can you, like, retcon yourself out?
No. That's why I screamed.
Huh. Fuck.
I'm sure we can figure something out. Speaking of, is Rose even here? I really hope she isn't.
That wouldn't be ideal.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that your hopes have been immediately crushed, John.
The silence is deafening. Only John can bring himself to swallow the dryness down and speak.
Rose, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Did you know that we would be sucked into this thing?
I did. However, before any of you get upset, listen to me. There is a reason as to why we're in here. We will play a massive part in English's defeat by being trapped here. He facilitated his own demise by doing this. But I will admit, this situation is not the most ideal of positions.
So, we just wait? For who knows how long? Until
I doubt we will ever leave.
But what's the fucking point of playing a part in his demise if we do fuck shit for thousands of years? Honestly, I would have rather gone up to the big man himself and cutting his tacky as fuck peg leg off myself. But even then, I don't want to actually do any of this. It's all fucking bullshit.
Did it sound like I wanted this or enjoyed this, Dave?
No.
Of course not.
Why would I be happy about this?
I don't know, man.
This is what Paradox Space thinks of us, not as people, not as gods, but as simple as pawns. We've always been pawns on a cosmic chessboard. And it is clear to me now. I wanted to think I would serve a higher purpose, perhaps move on with my friends and partner, to where our ultimate reward rests. Perhaps I would have a family with her. Perhaps I would leave and make a planet instead. Unfortunately, it didn't matter what higher purpose I wanted. It mattered what higher purpose the game wanted. This is that higher purpose, whether I drown myself in denial or not.
Rosa laughs. She wasn't sure if she found it funny or not. It grew uncomfortably quiet.
Guys, this space is just too small. Let me try something. Sorry if this feels a little weird.
The four feel the space shudder and fail to be warped by the witch. Jade simply laughs in response. Not that she found it any level of amusing, though. It was a desperate laugh.
Well.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Shit. What even is this place? I don't want to be here. It's so cramped and small, and it's just like the island again. And the 3 years after, I can't do this anymore.
Jade breaks down. It's clear that Rose and Dave aren't all too sure what to say except their condolences. They hoped John would say something, but he wasn't there. Not mentally, at least. He sat there, unmoving, completely dissociated.
Jade, it's... I'm sure we'll be okay. Yeah? At least, you know, we got each other. I can't see any of y'all, but I know y'all are here. Definitely better than not being able to hear and talk to your friends, right? I'd fucking suck harder than a hippopotamus's butthole.
Jade pursed her lips, resisting a chortle even amidst her own tears. She fails not to laugh out of shock.
Yo, there we go. That is a visceral image, Dave. What I say, I was good at that shit. Creating nightmare fuel out of mental images just to make someone laugh. Hell yeah.
I mean, it did work.
The three chuckle as Jade wipes her tears away with her sleeve.
John, are you there still?
Quiet.
John? Hmm? Are you all right?
Not really.
But it's fine. It really doesn't matter anymore. Dude, come on. We have time to have the greatest feelings jam in all of existence.
Yeah. Well, what else are we going to do, right? Never say a word to each other?
Besides, we do miss you. It'd be nice to talk again, like we used to.
God damn it, guys, you're going to make me cry.
Do it. Not until you do first. I'm physically unable to cry. Checkmate, Egbert.
Yeah, right.
The four's conversation continued on. There were more cries, laughter, etc. They stretched into infinity. Time had no constraint on the friends, and as their bond deepened once more, it seemed like this was what all their lives had been. Waiting. But waiting was never bad alone. Sure, they may have driven one another crazy from time to time or teased one another. Maybe they wanted to see what the others looked like again, or maybe they still longed to exit their prison. Imagining their own stories of how they would live after entering that fabled new universe. Or maybe they imagined if they never played Spurb. Discussing every different possibility that could have happened in their life. And maybe one of them ceased talking. That one was the last to enter the medium. Maybe that was supposed to happen, but they still grieved. Even if they knew. And another ceased to speak. It was unlike him to not, and it was a surefire way to tell that he was gone. The remaining two hoped that they would at least go together. But another went, leaving just one left. And he wondered if this was hell. The loud, droning quiet got to his head. He couldn't hear anything but his own insides, his blood pumping, the small aches and groans of every action. He felt as if this would never end, and he would be alone for the rest of eternity. To do nothing but wait for anything to happen. All he wanted to be was where his friends were. He closed his eyes. He felt so tired. He was glad when he finally fell asleep for the last time. There was no more need to eat, to live in a body. He was just breathing free, like a leaf in the wind. His scope was no longer so small, no longer limiting. His humanity was gone, but what did that mean to him anymore? Eventually, he found himself sensing familiar things. There was light, a rippling space the distant sense of time. And he wondered if this was heaven. For his long day, it finally ended.
The Homestuck Fan Author Coalition is a place for authors to write, brainstorm, discuss, and collaborate. Link available in description. Suburban Jungle by Michael Guy Bowman. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find links to other stories that I've read, my Discord server, and various ways to support me. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.